last edition of Game Reflections presented by Glass Tech for the 2017 season. I'm Andrew Mason. It's KC Jones, former Broncos offensive lineman, looking back at the season-ending loss to Kansas City. Tough 27-24 defeat to go into the offseason on, but some good moments for the Broncos starting right here. Paxton Lynch making his fourth career start. One play that got him going, this 30-yard pass up the right sideline to Jordan Taylor.
Paxton Lynch was great when he was in sync. On this play, takes the ball from shotgun, three steps, throws the ball in the air. He's very precise, very accurate on these plays. Where he struggled was when he was off his rhythm. You see that a little bit later in the game.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, when he was given the chance to go, like, one or two steps, go back and throw, look good. Some of the other stuff took a, you know, was a little bit more unwieldy. But the simple stuff, this stuff like this, it gave him a chance to get into a groove. It was a good game plan, I thought, by Bill Musgrave, allowing Paxton Lynch to focus on his strengths and do well. Another good play for him right here. The 29-yard pass to D'Angelo Henderson, obviously. Good to get D'Angelo Henderson involved. This was his first regular season touchdown. You see him in the open field going straight up. Some nice work blocking as he got downfield and then capping it with a mile-high salute there at the end. But also some good work from Isaiah McKenzie blocking as well to help spring him.
Absolutely. Henderson, one of his few touches for the season, actually gets the screen pass, gets blockers downfield. But if you look up top, it's Isaiah McKenzie who drives the cornerback off of the ball, and then he's locked on. He has the longest block of the entire play. He's what makes this touchdown go. Henderson looks great breaking tackles, but Isaiah McKenzie definitely makes the play.
And Isaiah McKenzie had a good block on one of C.J. Anderson's runs last week as well. I mean, considering you wouldn't expect a receiver of that size to be a good blocker, but there he has made some good plays. McGovern with a getting involved there as well, and Henderson going to the house. A nice play. I put the Broncos in front in the second quarter. On to the Broncos' last touchdown, game-tying play. Paxton Lynch hitting Demaryius Thomas, of course, the last offensive snap of the season for the Broncos. Capped it nicely for Demaryius Thomas there in the back of the end zone.
And Demaryius Thomas in an uncommon role here. He's in the slot. You'll see on the outside there's two dig routes and then a corner, but it's that shake, that sudden little movement, knocks Terrence Mitchell, the cornerback for Kansas City, off of his rhythm, falls down, and then Paxton Lynch is able to deliver a dime right to Demaryius Thomas. And the best part of this play, Demaryius Thomas catches the touchdown, throws it into the stands for the fans.
Nice souvenir for fans who'd been there, and a reward for those who'd been there a long time on a very cold day. Of course, one of the five coldest home games in Broncos history. And, of course, you know, Lynch, quick set, fading back. Nice job getting the ball out. And there's the touchdown right there for Demaryius Thomas. On to the defensive side of the ball. We'll start right here with Shelby Harris, who finished with 5.5 sacks on the season, making the move to get to Patrick Mahomes right there.
And this is early in the game. They're trying to get Mahomes on rhythm. And this is max protection. You're keeping six blockers in, including a tight end. This should never happen against four-man rush. But Shelby Harris has a great move. He has a little bit of a move inside and then wipes the hand, goes outside, but gets absolutely no help from his left tackle. If he got a little bit of help on that play, maybe he'd been able to block him, but doesn't take away anything from Shelby Harris's move. Great move, and it has played well all season long.
Yeah, Shelby Harris, a real find for the Broncos. Cut several times over the years, bounced around, and if you're looking at the defensive line for the Broncos going forward, Shelby Harris, I think, is going to be an integral part of that into the 2018 season. I don't think you look at the defensive line as being an area of need because of what players like him have done.
Absolutely.
On to another sack in the game, DeMarcus Walker, a frustrating season for the Broncos, second-round pick, but here, what looked like at the time a big play getting to Patrick Mahomes on first down to start the Chiefs' final drive.
And this is why the Broncos drafted DeMarcus Walker. He is a sack leader. He's a great guy inside. He plays that three technique with some ferocity. But on this play, it's the same mechanics as Shelby had on the last sack, but he actually fakes outside and then wipes the hands inside. Great, great play. And it was a great start for that last drive.
Exactly.
Looked like a great start.
He's a 285-pound guy. And, of course, they've been working him outside. There was a need there. You certainly hope some big things are in play for DeMarcus Walker next year. If they use him on the inside, I think he can do some good things, just like he did at Florida State, because working from the inside, that's his strength. He's a size mismatch there. KC, really appreciate you, man. Great stuff here with me. It's been a good year for us, maybe not a good year on the field, but we appreciate you joining us the last 16 weeks here for Glass Tech Game Reflections. For KC Jones, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time.